Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Can't trust anybody who likes candy corn.
I would agree. Not a fan. Give us a weather update from Chill Zone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. It is cloudy. I would look for maybe a chance at a shower, but there's really no rain in the forecast. It looks like it can rain. The winds are probably 10 to 15 miles an hour coming out of the... Hard to get a direction with no planes and the clouds are not moving. Looks like it might be out of the east. I can't tell. This time of year is probably out of the north, northeast. So I'm going to go ahead with that. Temperatures are a little above 80. And the winds are blowing like 10 to 15 miles an hour. Trees are moving a little bit. Other than that, looks like we're getting to that point in time that you wait all year to live in Florida for the weather that you're about to
gorgeous
get.
Gorgeous times.
From like November to March.
79 degrees. Feels like it's 76. Makes it cooler. Wind is 13 miles per hour. Gust 19 miles per hour. And it's blowing northeast.
Speaking of gusts, it felt like there was one in the Ponzi scheme dome last night because...
Into it?
Yeah, into it. Whatever. What is that?
What's the Ponzi scheme dome?
Yeah, that tree company they used to skate the salary cap. What's that called? The tree company?
They're suing, aren't they? They're suing
Ballmer. I think they are suing Ballmer now, yeah. You know, he didn't do anything, though. He's innocent. But speaking of gusts, this James Harden still flopping all over the place like a fish, huh? That's he doesn't get embarrassed by that.
That's his thing.
He doesn't get embarrassed by that.
That's his thing.
Just tumbling willy-nilly all over the place.
That's his thing.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Why are you shocked? Listen, why are you shocked when a scorpion bites the frog?
It's just a very...
It's a scorpion.
What are you, a man of fables?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. James Harden has been James Harden his whole career. And now you're now talking about James Harden flopping?
Just, you know, he's still...
Hey, how long has he been in the league? Phil, 14 years?
Still doing the trickery.
15 years. And you're still complaining about the same...
It's just annoying.
That's who he is.
It's annoying.
And it's only annoying if it hurts your team and he gets everybody with the flop.
Who's still falling for this? Like, don't the referees, you know, don't they get a handle on this stuff?
I mean, it usually gets Kalel taken out of the game, the pump fake. Or remember who got caught with the pump fake? Was that Wiggins? No, that was KD. Remember KD got caught with the pump fake?
First
game of the season.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. So keeping an eye on the trade wire. We got till 4 o'clock today. Where the NFL trade deadline, nothing doing as of yet. We had some rumors about Bradley Chubb in the chat. He has not been traded. You know, so nothing doing right now. Jacoby Myers.
There's no trades that would get you any substantial draft picks, right? Like, there's no first round.
I'll people trade. By the way, I heard your comments yesterday, Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Paul's not getting you a first rounder.
Oh, you're crazy, dude.
No, he's not. A second round guy is not going to get you a first round guy.
I don't understand that. Talent is talent. Devon Achan would get you a second rounder. He was a third rounder.
He hasn't played a full season.
All right. I mean,
Achan, at this point,
the guy that would garner the most on your team
is Jalen Waddle.
Is Jalen Waddle. Correct. I would agree.
We'll see.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's just the way it is. Like, you thinking that Patrick Paul, who's only played nine games, is going to get you a first-round pick, you're crazy.
Well, I wouldn't trade him for anything but a first-round pick. Like,
no, you said he would get you a first-rounder.
I think that if you were going to actually trade him, you would trade him for a first-rounder. Like, if somebody came to me and they said, hey, we'll give you a second-round pick for Patrick Paul, I'm hanging up.
Leroy, you don't know. They don't have offers for Paul. You've literally been wrong for two straight seasons. By what? A lot of stuff. We all been wrong. We all thought the Dolphins would be better. But I don't, like, no, man. He's not going to get you a first rounder. Not even close.
Not even close?
No, he's only played eight games.
All right. So, like, in the offseason, would he get you a first rounder? If he continues to play like this?
If he plays like this and he gets like a Pro Bowl or...
What does he need a Pro Bowl for? Like, we did this with the Tunsil thing yesterday. Jeremy Tunsil wasn't a Pro Bowler when he got traded.
Okay. But that's just that something that increases your value.
I understand it increases your value. Obviously, if you had accolades, that would increase your value. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't know how many Pro Bowlers are going to get off of a... Let's say the Dolphins win four games this year. There's not going to be a lot of Pro Bowlers. Because the rest of your line was a bunch of sieves around you.
Pretty much.
You know?
Pretty much.
Joe Thomas sitting there being like, look at these bums.
Yeah. Didn't he just get in the Hall of Fame?
Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Never had, I mean, one or two winning seasons? Oof.
Did he?
I know he threw up a donut.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Other than this Ricky Scoops on Twitter, I don't see anything that's like,
I can't think of anybody, like, I don't even know, because here's the problem. You've invested so much into Waddle that there's another player that if you got rid of him, you would have to pay money. Right? Because he's paid as one of the highest paid receivers in the league.
Yeah, he's not. It's not awful. I don't think his contract is awful in comparison to some other guys. But, you know, that's another guy. Like, these are guys. Here's the thing, though. Like, when I'm saying trade these guys, like, don't just trade them to trade them. Like, you, right, obviously you're in a position of like, hey, if somebody knocks their socks off, then you got to obviously listen to it.
I would say this. If Jalen Waddle were coming in the draft, out of the draft right now, where would he get drafted? You think he would get drafted in the first round?
I would assume so.
Okay. So that's where I would start. Like, we can't trade Jalen Waddle without a first rounder,
mm-hmm.
right? Because then if you trade him, at least you think you can get another one, right? In around the same time. So what ends up happening is you get another first round wide receiver, but you're saving $25+ million a year.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you're
kind of resetting the clock.
Right. Patrick Paul, right? Like, he ain't getting a first rounder. But if you can get a second rounder, right? You're just resetting.
But that's why I would say, like, the Paul thing would play into me getting a better asset, because he's only on his second year. You don't even have to pay him now.
Right, so why trade him?
Just because it's over.
Yeah, but you still.
It's like, over. It's like,
here's what I would like somebody. I would like somebody to just please answer this. Right? You know that they're going to keep some players, right? You realize that. You can't get rid of everybody.
Not many. They're not going to keep many.
Right.
Who's going to stick around?
Even not many is, okay, Waddle. I would say Achan. I would say Patrick Paul.
Yeah. We all know who the best players are. I'm saying, what's your price point, though, that you would part with them because you're ready to reset? Like, their talent, and when you have to pay them, for Waddle, you pay him right. You're paying him right now.
Right.
Achan, you're going to have to pay him next year.
Right.
When you're not going to be a contender, there's most likely.
How many dynamic players like Achan are in the league?
I don't know.
There's maybe five.
Okay. So you think you
got to keep him? Like, you got to evaluate your players to the point where, hey, some of these guys are going to have to help us with the turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't get rid of everybody. You can't start because, first of all, nobody's that good to hit on every single player. So you got to have a base to start with so that you can build around that. Like, regardless of what people are going to give you or what you think you should get for a trade, you still need players. You can't replace a whole team, but you can have a core guy. You got a left tackle, check. You got a number one wide receiver. Okay, whether you think so or not, check. You got a running back, check. You got three running backs. All are young, except for A-Chan.
But only one we knew is, like, a for sure good player.
It's A-Chan, correct. You got a D-tackle. You took him in the first round. He had to learn on the job. That's what your left tackle and your D-tackle had to do. Learn on the job. It looks terrible, but it is what it is. So, like, you got about five or six guys that are going to have to – you're going to have to keep.
But also to your point, like, you want to build the team from the inside out. Like, what's the point of having these guys? Wouldn't you rather – you could reinvest picks to fortified correct. Guys on the inside, yep. and then you will go get your skill guys when you've fortified your trenches. Like, that's another way you could look at it.
What I would like to hire is not a liar.
Huh?
Okay. Y'all don't remember when
– You rhyming now?
Yeah, no, when Chris Greer first came in, he said he was going to build from the trenches out.
You Don King, dude?
What? He just dropped the bar.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want a liar.
No, that's not what you said.
The lie before, you know what I don't want to acquire? Another liar. That's what you said.
No, I don't want to hire another liar.
I don't want to hire another liar.
Right, because
Thank you, Tobin.
Because Chris Greer lied. He basically said he was coming in and built through the trenches. And he did not do that. And he went the direct opposite.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if you have these guys, and that's going to be your philosophy. Like, let's say somebody does want to build it from the inside out rather than having right. those guys. That's where the flipping would come. It's like, all right, yes, it's great to have a receiver. If we have four sieves next to Patrick Paul, what's the point?
Correct.
So.
And
I'm not saying he's
and
not
keep in mind, everybody's looking for offensive linemen.
Well, that was my point for the Patrick Paul thing. That's why it's so valuable. If you feel like you have a good one and somebody's offering up.
Then what are you going to do?
You're starting from scratch.
But you've got. Nobody starts from absolute scratch.
Yeah, I'm talking about a deal that you can't turn down, though. Like, I'm obviously not just flipping Patrick Paul for nothing. But if somebody gave me the Laremy Tunsil deal, three first rounders for him, yeah, of course I would have to listen.
No, you're not getting that.
Well, you say it. You say no. But you also say in the same breath that there's not enough offensive linemen around. And this guy's been really
nobody's
good.
Nobody's
going to
offer three offensive linemen for a guy who's played a half a season.
Okay, what about in the offseason?
No, still not three first-rounders.
Okay.
Do you know what an offensive lineman that gets three first-rounders is?
Yeah, Laremy Tunsil like? Did. He didn't have the accolades he did until he got to Houston.
Okay. Right.
That's kind of like your whole thing about there not
I
being
think
enough.
The circumstances are much different than they were here.
Nope. Well, how?
Because when you traded Laremy Tunsil, did you get a first rounder for him?
They got
three first rounders for him, and like he was going to be a top five pick.
Yeah.
So like you knew what kind of talent he was, and thought I mean basically they just gave you three first round picks.
Yeah, they got him to drop because of extortion, but that doesn't right. anything. He still played three seasons with you.
Right. Okay, but I'm just saying this is not. The same situation or circumstance. Like at no
point. Well, you're starting from scratch. It's kind of the same circumstance.
How can you start a football team from scratch?
That's literally what they did. They went and they were terrible. Do you not remember 2019 when Brian Flores got here?
Yeah.
There was nothing here except for Minkah Fitzpatrick, who said, get me the hell out of here. Correct. Everybody else was gone.
Right. But even in – all right. You can't build from absolute scratch.
But they did.
I mean, they still kept players, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then he said, like, 3 weeks in, please get me out of here. I want out.
All right.
I want out. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours, and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.